Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Gailhouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. There goes Clift. The throw from Turner to Appling, and Clift is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Moses steals second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse takes first base on ball four. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Gailhouse moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Smith moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chartak strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gailhouse strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field. West picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on West. Gutteridge moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Chartak moves to second. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gailhouse hits a line drive to left field. Wright throws towards the plate. Turner fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Turner. Stevens scores. Chartak scores. Hayes moves to third. Gailhouse moves to second. It's 6-1, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Gailhouse covering. Safe. West moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West scores. QL moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL scores. One out. It's 6-3, Browns. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuillan bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuinn moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. McQuinn scores. Lobbs moves to third. McQuillan moves to second. It's 7-3, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs scores. McQuillan moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 8-3, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes strikes out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lodigiani moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. Appling moves to third. It's 8-4, Browns. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Browns. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-3 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey pinch hits for Joe Haynes. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.